WTAW News Time is 3 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man has admitted to the murder of two women on the same day 2 years ago, east and west of Bryan. 31-year-old Danny Diaz was sentenced to two consecutive life terms. Vanessa Gonzalez died after she was struck by a car driven by Diaz, and Ashley Garcia was stabbed. The victims did not know each other. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says they could not come up with a motive.
We went through and looked at all of the offense reports, looked at all of the crime scene records, try to figure that part out, because that part was perplexing.
Diaz must serve 60 years before he becomes eligible for parole, and there is no appeal of the conviction or the sentence. For more than 3 years, residents in one Bryan neighborhood have asked the city council to reduce flooding and get streets and sidewalks.
Do you think I enjoy coming up here, speaking, and nothing happened?
Comments from Larry Gilbert and six other property owners in Castle Heights along Highway 21 east of the freeway also included the council placing the lower-ranked extension of Thornberry Drive ahead of extending Clark Street. He also asked why the city improved their neighborhood park without adding parking.
I'm totally blind, and I could see that y'all own 18 lots right behind the park. How come we can't put parking there?
There was no response from anyone on the council, citing state law regarding the public comments portion of their meeting. Property owners can look in future years to seeing more information on their tax bills.
I call it a spreadsheet that shows, okay, this is what your taxes are at this appraisal and this tax rate. And if you change either of those, whether the appraisal rate or the tax rate, it shows you what is going on and gives you more information about how your property tax is figured.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the House version of property tax reform requires citizens to submit a petition for a rollback election. The Senate version automatically triggers the election if a local government increases property taxes by 5% or more. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney favors the House version.
We're one among the cities that we've always been able to stay just a little bit underneath that cap that would trigger an election. For the most part, I think our citizens have recognized what we've tried to do.
Mooney says only two people spoke at last year's public hearing when the council raised the tax rate, which was compounded by an increase in property values. The Bryan Police Department has produced a video that will help you if you're stopped by an officer.
We had several requests from people about, you know, asking us, well, what do you do on a traffic stop? Can I ask these questions? Can I do this? You know, what should I do?
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the most important thing to not do is make a sudden movement.
The most important thing I would say to do is just be courteous and honest.
McKeithen says the 3-minute video is available on their Facebook page and online at bryantx.gov/police. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Summertime right around the corner, that means your utility bill is probably going to go up. Well, do everything you can to keep that under control. A call to Intercon can help you with that. If your windows are not energy efficient, then, you know, you're losing that cool air that you're paying for out the window, or warm air is leaking in. Either way, your air conditioner is having to work more than it would have to. And also solar screens, that's something else that they can do for you as well, whether it's your house or it's an outbuilding, keeping that sun from pounding in there and heating the interior to the point where it's unbearable. No reason to do that, because you can choose up to 90% blockage if you want to in solar screens, and Intercon does that as well. Also, any job that Intercon does, they do one thing that's really important. That is, they give you the estimate, and then they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon, and I mention that because there are people in the window business who do tend to be high pressure. It's a homegrown company. The people who do the work for them live right here, too. So give them a call at Intercon. You can get the ball rolling. 823-3639 for Intercon. 823-3639.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, 710, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of sunshine over the next several days, and it's also going to be turning warmer across our part of the state. High pressure is southeast of Galveston this morning. It'll result in lots of sun. It'll be breezy. Highs near 90 today. Clouds will pass through the region overnight, 70 to 75. Coming partly sunny, breezy tomorrow with a chance for a stray shower, 90 to 95. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and 90 to 95 as we start the Memorial Day weekend Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the NCAA West prelims for the A&M track and field team begin today. We'll take a look forward at that. Meanwhile, the SEC baseball team tournament continues, and the Big 12 tournament got underway yesterday, and the Stros fell to the Red Sox while the Rangers dropped one to the Tigers. We'll look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Later on this morning, somebody went to the trouble of they had way too much time on their hands. Went to the trouble of finding out which seating sections in each Major League Baseball park is the best place for you to sit to get a home run.
Oh, a home run.
A home run,
okay.
Not a foul ball, okay. But a home run. I get, okay, there's the next project, foul balls.
Right.
Because you know what? There's a heck of a lot more of those than there are home runs, but we'll see. And in the meantime, how much would you pay for a smelly 33-year-old pair of tennies?
Who did they belong to?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're autographed.
Oh, of course. Okay.
And they're from the 1984 Olympics.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
They keep raising in price with what you're saying.
$100,000 is what they're expecting. Shoes are currently up for auction. They're size 13. They're considered in great condition, especially after.
Are you going to put them on?
Yeah, really. Taking into account their age and the wear and tear of the actual game use. And
let's be real, I'd put them on.
By the way,
I'd put them on too, but it wouldn't make me any better at basketball.
No.
Here's the deal that really, I mean, if you care about sports memorabilia, that might make it more expensive. It's autographed by Michael Jordan, and it's not a Nike.
Oh.
This was before he had signed his deal with Nike, their Converse.
Oh, yeah, so, look at that.
Interesting. Yeah,
there you are. So
cool.
1984 Olympics went down the summer before Jordan made his NBA debut with the Bulls. He led the team in scoring with 17 points a game and won the gold medal. Spain took the silver. So,
but is his gold medal peeling or flaking off?
I think that was back in the days when
they actually did it right.
They did it right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the way it was supposed to be. All right, so Forget about polo and golf and tennis, the true sport of kings, falconry.
Ooh, yeah.
It is a little known fact, but the upper echelons in the Middle East love their hunting birds, and they actually finally have a vehicle to transport them in style. Maxim magazine reports a new custom SUV by the Bentley company is actually for falconers. It features a cork-wrapped master flight station. A refreshment.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Individual compartments for a bird tracking unit, binoculars, and perches. Oh, by the way, it costs $230,000 if you want to do that. There are a lot of things. If you haven't seen the eagle fly in at Auburn, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I haven't, but my parents went to a game a couple years ago, and my dad said it looks like he's about to just dive bomb someone and then flies right up onto his perch.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty neat. It is a pretty cool thing. But and you know they've had falconers at the Texas Renaissance Festival. I mean, you get to see them, and it's because what happens there is you're sitting down, falconers up there, and you hear this as it goes by, which is kind of fun.
That is cool.
Kind of neat. So anyway, so that I'm sure they'll be there this year.
$250,000, you said?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? Well, look, if you're, again, that's pretty expensive. I mean, I was going to say horse racing is a pretty expensive sport. Maybe falconry is too, especially if you buy a $230,000 car.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so as if there were not enough malware out there, latest way hackers are attacking your computer is through fake movie subtitles.
What?
Extreme Tech reports this new breed of malware is going to infect your computer when you think you are loading a subtitle. What you're actually doing is giving the hacker full access to your computer. Lots of these subtitles are included in torrents and other less than legal downloads for movies. I know nobody's ever done that before.
Yeah.
When the file is opened by the media player, the attacker basically gets full control of the target machine. So,
well, they are getting creative.
They are. We just need to be smart.
How did anybody figure that out? They must have caught somebody, or somebody must have turned on somebody or something, because that's not something you'd be able to just be like, how did this happen?
They're giving it up. That's exactly right. They're giving it up. If you know somebody or you own a Graco baby seat, they've got a recall going on right now. It's called a Graco My Ride 65 infant car seat.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Graco is a very, very popular brand.
It is.
I don't know where you find that. I'm sure it's printed somewhere on the seat, but if you've got a Graco, you might want to go up on their website and check that. They put that out today. Okay, I guess scientists have settled everything that we needed to know, because a team now thinks they have finally solved the riddle of why flamingos stand on one leg.
Oh.
Do you know why?
No.
Well, if they pulled the other one up, they'd fall down. No, they say that it's to conserve energy for the flamingos.
Okay.
Which, sure, fine, okay.
I guess,
great.
Yeah.
What'd we spend on that?
Right, yeah.
They had to go where flamingos are, so they were, you know.
I feel like when I stand on one leg, I'm using more
energy. More energy to hold up.
Balance thing.
To balance.
Balance thing.
You know.
I'm not a flamingo, though.
True. Good point.
Letting you know that it's out there. Also, fashion and tech are teaming up again. Engineers at MIT have designed a workout suit that responds to your body heat. The cloth, made from latex, covered with thumbnail to finger size ventilating flaps that open and close depending on how much heat your body puts out. What's controlling the flaps is bacteria. Bacteria and other biological cells can respond to humidity, expanding when it's high, shrinking as the air gets drier. The MIT researchers found that microbial response to changes in humidity was strong enough to open pore-like holes in a running top, which is perfect when athletes start to break out in a sweat. So during the trial, the workout suit flaps begin to open about 5 minutes into your workout session, removing sweat from the body, lowering your skin temperature right around the time that the wearer said they began to feel hot.
That sounds pretty cool.
It's responding to your body.
Yeah.
All right.
That could open the door to lots of body responding clothing.
Well, of course, and that's right, exactly. Of course, then that's the thing is, okay, we start with the shirt. Now, are they going to then say because of the wind resistance, because of the openings, it's going to slow people down because, you know, they have to do all that kind of stuff and figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so if you want to do that, 718, you can call us or text us.
You can.
979-695-1620. So the phones at the vet clinic in Ireland have been ringing nonstop since they posted an ad looking for somebody to fill their cat cuddling role.
Oh.
Really?
Brad called.
The ad posted.
Just like 300 or 400 times. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah. The ad posted by Just Cats Veterinary Clinic says, does catitude come naturally to you? Have you counted kittens before you go to sleep? Do you feed stray cats in your locality? Does petting cats make you feel warm and fuzzy? No.
Cat cuddler.
No, on all of those.
See,
no.
I have a cat, so everybody just assumes that I'm this cat person. I'm really, to be honest, just an animal person. I like all kinds of animals.
Okay.
But my cat, honestly, is a little bit too intrusive sometimes.
Yeah,
just will come. I'm trying to sit there and eat lunch or something, and she'll just come up and like lay on me.
Hey, it's a cat.
It's like, ah, it's hot. Get off me.
There a problem here? I'm a cat, you know? I want to do what I want to do.
Oh, Brad, what is her name?
Trinity.
Trinity. Mm-hmm. Okay, just curious.
All right, way to go, Trinity. And comes when you call, right?
She does, actually.
Really?
Comes more to kitty.
It sounds
than Trinity,
like
though.
Your cat is more like a dog, and my dog is more like a cat sometimes.
Yes. How's your dog more like a cat?
She does not like to cuddle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Every once in a while if she really needs something, but no she's not a cuddler at all.
Oh, that's sad.
No, she doesn't like to really be touched or hugged.
Well, that's interesting because again, as
we
talked
about,
she
likes to be scratched, like you can find her good spots and stuff like that, but no, she's kind of,
because dogs have been domesticated so much longer, their tendency is to actually want to be closer to humans. Mm-hmm. Because you know, you've, well, she knows you feed her, right?
Oh, yeah. When she's hungry, you know, which is always.
You're the food person. So.
All right, so I'm reading a story a couple of weeks ago about if you can take a brand and get people to think about it over and over by reinventing it, then clearly you're doing a good job of extending your brand, mm-hmm. extending your top-of-mind awareness, if you will. And the company they mentioned was the Big Green Expensive Coffee Monster. Because if you'll notice, I mean, most people came in, and I suppose they did a lot of research on this. Now, when I go in there, last time I went in, it was, who wants to pay $7 for a cup of coffee? But I just asked for a large, regular coffee, which, I don't know, some of them look at me and go,
it's a venti.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to say that, okay?
It's a venti.
Yeah, it's a big, regular coffee. Right.
The big one.
But the deal is, once you decide on your drink, how often do you change? How often do you try something new and different?
Yeah, true.
And so, as a result, we're going to continue to see this, is the Big Green guy is going to continue to roll out different drinks you with the hopes that people will continue to talk about it.
And it may have one ingredient different or like one extra shot of some kind of syrup than another drink on their menu. And then what they'll do is, you know, their menus, they'll keep the basics up there, but they actually take items off, even though they'll probably still make them.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll take items off.
Ooh, so you can, go off the menu.
Well, there are multiple blog posts about Starbucks' secret menu.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I just get confused by the fact that there's like a tall, a grande, and a venti, and to me,
Trenta.
And a Trenta.
What is Trenta? Wow. Is that like a gallon jug?
It's a 30 ounce.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, since venti means 20, you know, tall, grande, venti, even Trenta or whatever, that all just means big to me.
Yeah.
Once again, I don't know which one I'm ordering.
After the third word, they charge you per word.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, the unicorn, and the other thing is the look. Visually, they've changed.
Right.
Unicorn Frappuccino been a big hit for them, so it only makes sense that they would figure out yet another drink to start selling that is super colorful and perfect for Instagram.
Yep.
Because you know what? Taste is not important.
No.
And you know, when you start thinking about a consumable and they go, the taste isn't that big a deal.
It's all about the visual and it's all about how many likes you get on your post.
That's it. And according to the pretty much every rumor that's out there on the internet, this is it. It is called the Ombre Pink Drink.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Do you have information on this that you want to share?
Teen Vogue put out a article.
Did they? All right. It's a mix of coconut milk.
Mm-hmm. Which is a fairly new item on their list or on their menu.
Limeade. Mm-hmm. Put those two together. Okay. And passion fruit iced tea.
Yep. And passion fruit is something they've had forever. It's their really pretty pink tea that they sell.
Well, and what happens, as happens with, you know, and they've done this with alcoholic drinks before, the colors separate.
Yeah, and that's, and their macchiatos do that and some of their other coffee drinks. But this one, all the white, you know, the coconut milk is at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then they pour the, I guess, the limeade that you're talking about and the tea on top. So it goes from pink to white in a beautiful ombre visual.
But then what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to mix it before you consume it? Or is it supposed to be drunk in layers?
I don't know.
Okay. And do we know what a price point is on this?
I do not. No, yeah, I'm not. I don't see one right now.
I'm going to guess that the front number is probably at least three.
I was going to say four. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But depending on the size,
Oh, yeah,
well,
that's right.
Because coconut milk is already more expensive on their menu. And then, you know, with the other ingredients. But yeah, probably you're right. Probably for a tall, which is a small one, Brad, the front number probably is three. I can look it
up. See, and that's the other thing is I find the word tall offensive. See? Okay. I'm kidding. Because I want to go in today and order a Venti Ombre pink drink.
Okay.
I think that's what every guy really is thinking about today.
Probably.
They're going to get out of their dually and they're going to go in and get one of those.
Nothing makes you feel more manly than a pink drink. Yeah.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High today, high tomorrow and Saturday. Going to be about 90 degrees or so. Lots of sunshine. Winds maybe gusting up to about 20 or 25 miles an hour each day. Low temperature being the low to mid 70s. For the weekend, Sunday, it looks like we have a 30% chance of rain with a high temperature of about 90. And then Memorial Day, a 40% chance of showers right now they're calling for and a high temperature of only 81 degrees. Right now, humidity is 90%, winds out of the south at 7. We have fair skies at 63.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the University of Maryland selected top student Xuping Yang to deliver remarks during last Sunday's commencement ceremony. Her speech created an international uproar. She said that people often ask why she chose to come to the University of Maryland. Her response was, fresh air. Ms. Yang revealed that in her hometown in southwest China, the air was so polluted that she had to wear a face mask every day. She described her arrival in America as breathing air that was so sweet and fresh. She said that she would be forever grateful for the fresh air of free speech that she found at the university because she grew up believing only people in authority could define the truth. The right to free speech on college campus, she said, is a right worth fighting for. It's amazing she thinks that it exists there. Anyway, her remarks went viral. For telling the truth about her experiences in America, Ms. Yang was vilified. Millions on Chinese social media denounced her. Some warned her not to come home. She later apologized, saying she hadn't intended to demean her own country, the Chi-Coms, which she loves. Ms. Yang revealed more than she perhaps realized. Radical environmentalists have convinced American kids that our country is wallowing in pollution, but it isn't. And the fresh air of free speech that Ms. Yang is grateful for, it's under constant attack from the politically correct left, and yet it is worth fighting for, as she is doing.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to six passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best three-year powertrain warranty. And that's six times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with three sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Consecutive life sentences in prison is the punishment for a Bryan man who admitted to murdering two women on the same day on the east and west sides of Bryan. 31-year-old Danny Diaz admitted to stabbing Ashley Garcia and striking Vanessa Gonzalez with his car. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parson says they remain perplexed about why Diaz killed the women who did not know each other 2 years ago last week.
Could not really find a reason or a motive for those crimes. They did not seem to be related to each other, and it's kind of one of those things where they were two senseless murderers but were not related to each other.
Parson says Diaz will serve at least 60 years before he becomes eligible for parole.
The defendant will essentially die in prison is what we would consider to be a just result for the facts and circumstances of this case.
And the DA says Diaz cannot appeal the convictions or his punishment. As the Bryan City Council prepares to approve its next two-year capital improvements plan, residents in one neighborhood keep asking for assistance.
How would you feel you come here 3.5 years straight and ask for Clark Street, ask for the creek, and nothing ever happened?
Larry Gilbert was among property owners in Castle Heights along Highway 21 east of the freeway who challenged the council's decision to extend Thornberry Drive, which is ranked below the extension of Clark Street. Gilbert and others also continue to ask for cleaning out the tributary of Carter Creek that goes through their neighborhood.
We have had to tote people out of their houses behind flood.
Citing state law, there was no response from anyone on the council to comments from seven speakers during the public comment portion of their last meeting. Among many differences of opinion in the Texas legislature last week between the House and the Senate involves controlling property taxes at the local level. State Representative John Rainey says the latest House proposal calls for giving property owners more information about tax rates and property valuations.
If the county or the school district or whoever is keeps just going up at excessive rates or amounts per year, then it's up to local citizens to take charge of the school board or run candidates, whatever they need to do. This is still leaving it at the local level to make that decision, and I think that's good.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney favors the House proposal, which requires citizens to submit a petition for a tax rollback election.
Last year when we had a hearing, course, we have several public hearings, and our meetings are open to the public, so they can all come in. But we only had two people come in and speak against the budget. And when you look back at their historical presence, we'll call it, they were the same people that we hear from on a regular basis.
The Senate version automatically triggers a rollback election if a local government increases property taxes by 5% or more. Another difference in opinion from Austin is the House rejecting the Senate's version of school finance, which calls for giving the parents of special education students vouchers to attend private schools. The House voted 134-15 to send school finance back to a conference committee. Representatives John Rainey of Bryan, Kyle Cassell of College Station, and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell all voted for sending HB 21 to a conference committee. After the House vote, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick declared House Bill 21 as dead. Governor Abbott was in Waller County yesterday to dedicate a $500 million air conditioning manufacturing plant along Highway 290 between Waller and Hockley. The 4 million square foot facility owned by the Japanese company Daikin will employ 5,000. A high school valedictorian in a small Texas high school who had to fight the University of Texas to get an automatic acceptance is headed to Aggieland.
I just decided at the end of the day that A&M had the better fit for me. There's been some people saying that I accepted A&M out of spite. So not the case. A&M with higher medical school acceptance rates. So even though my dream school was UT, I am proud to say that I will be going to A&M.
Madison Mao of Fayetteville, which is located east of LaGrange, was top in her class of 10 graduating seniors. If President Trump thinks he'll bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States by renegotiating NAFTA, one expert says he's mistaken. Texas A&M economist Raymond Robertson says ending the trade deal will not bring back manufacturer jobs. Instead, his research shows workers on either side of the border complement each other.
In particular, jobs in Texas that rely on inputs coming from Mexico in order to manufacture or produce their output.
And he thinks President Trump is starting to get that as he backs off calling NAFTA the worst trade deal in history. If you are stopped by a police officer, there are things to do and not to do to make your experience go as best as possible. Some suggestions are part of a 3-minute video recently produced by the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the most important things to do are be courteous and honest.
You get a lot further when you're courteous. Things go smoother on both ends. And being honest, we threw in one of our favorite excuses on the video.
The biggest thing to not do is make quick movements.
We don't like surprises. We like to know exactly what's going to happen and what we're going to do. So surprises usually kind of catch us off guard.
The video is online at bryantx.gov/police as well as the department's Facebook page. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 65 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure to our south and east will produce plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be a breezy day at times, and it's going to be very warm. Highs will be close to 90 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow. There could be a stray shower. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, warm, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, breezy, and 90 to 95 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M track and field team is gearing up for the NCAA West prelims, which start today. Meanwhile, the SEC baseball tournament continues. We'll take a look at that, as well as the opening round of the Big 12 tournament yesterday. And both the Astros and the Rangers dropped their games last night against the Tigers and the Red Sox. All the details on that and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So a little unfinished business. I went back to check, and we do a show called Something You Should Know at about 6:25, and they gave us the little tease, and then they didn't give us the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. And so Something You Should Know is nice if you'll let us know what it is, kind of thing. So it's missing. So we don't have that. We can't get it.
Okay.
And it's missing tomorrow also.
Okay.
So I'm going to get in touch with the guy. The reason tomorrow is significant is because it's the last show. This show's been on for 37 years.
Wow.
No kidding. And it ends tomorrow. So, and again, sometimes it's been, but sometimes it's been pretty interesting, too. Yeah. So anyhow, so I'm going to try to get in touch with him and see if we can at least have the real deal for the last show. So, probably not surprising, but the numbers came out yesterday from the Census Bureau, and the Texas suburbs made up half of the country's 10 fastest growing cities. Three outside Houston, a couple outside Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Rapid growth in Conroe, Frisco, and McKinney made those suburbs the three fastest-growing cities in U.S. America among those who have a population of larger than 50,000, according to population estimates that were released yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see if we can drill down and find out what they were for Bryan and College Station as well. Their population growth counted, they measured it between July 2015 and July 2016, outpaced Georgetown and New Braunfels, that topped the list last year. But we're talking Conroe, Frisco, McKinney, Georgetown, New Braunfels, Cedar Park, Pearland, Round Rock, League City, Pflugerville, all of them with big increases.
Wow.
Conroe, the thing is, I guess, interesting is to already be, and Conroe's been fast growing for, I don't know, 30 years?
Yeah.
You know, once they started building Bush out there, the airport out there, then things started going, and they really haven't looked back since then.
Mm-hmm.
But Conroe up 7.8% in 1 year.
Wow.
And, you know, you talk about, talk to your city leaders and your staffs, talk about what if your population goes up almost 8% in, you know,
in 1 year?
Yeah, it can,
changes a lot.
Yeah, it can make a difference, that's for sure.
It's interesting being from around there and watching, like, for instance, the Woodlands pop up out of nowhere, and then, you know, they're that master planned community that they are, and they, you know, they exploded, and everything just keeps seeming to expand outwards like that. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of connected with Conroe there, and because, you know, before, from Spring to Conroe, or even then when they put the Woodlands in, from the Woodlands to Conroe, that Shenandoah era there, it was kind of, there was sparse, you know, 242, mm-hmm. there was nothing there. But, you know, every time I go back there for family functions and things like that, I just see more and more and more development, and Conroe is now touching all that.
Well, so. And the same problem you have there is a lot of that out in the county, you know, we have talked about that before, as Brazos County continues to, the encroachment of the cities upon county land changes things because, you know, you live in the county, you can do anything you want to, pretty mm-hmm. much. And there are a lot of people who live in a way that is not acceptable to city standards. And there are a whole lot of people who have been getting squished out of Montgomery County for that very reason. And, of course, it moves out to Montgomery and that that entire situation. What's nice is we can visit there, but we get to come back here.
Yeah.
Most importantly. Hey, we mentioned that the governor was at that Daikin plant, and I'm sure y'all have seen that. You know, the old Daikin facility was on 290, right, as you're coming off off the loop, and that was pretty big until you see the new one that's on 290.
It's
and
massive.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
Again, it covers 94 acres
wow.
under a single roof.
Yeah.
It is the second largest manufacturing facility in America. Number one, and it would make sense, is the Boeing Jetliner assembly plant. Now, but when you consider, of course it's got to be big because you're building an airplane. Here, we're doing air conditioning units. I mean, it doesn't have to be that big, but it is. That is the equivalent of 37 city blocks, and it is under one roof.
Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting is I think they've already signed to have another company that makes a component, and it's going to build right next to it.
Oh, okay.
So a $417 million facility, putting 5,000 people to work, and actually I think on the other end of Waller County is an igloo factory. Where they make the igloo thermoses that they have, I think they may have moved out of Harris County, Texas, and decided to be in Waller County. So you think about it, when that big old car dealership went out, you know, they were on their knees there. It was not a good time in Waller County, and clearly, quite a difference. And I wonder, of course, I don't know where all these people are living. I don't know if they're living around in that area or if some of them are commuting in. But it would be interesting to know if you dump that many people out on the highway at the same time, what that does to traffic.
Because, again, 290 is just pleasant.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah. I mean, it's like, again, when I read this article in the paper on Sunday, I was just amazed that it is that gigantic.
But, yeah, that's crazy. I go to Houston quite often just to visit friends and stuff and obviously take 290 until I can get to 99 and take the tollway. But even if I've been in the last 3 weeks, so much changes within, you know, each visit.
Yes.
And I've seen that plant, that manufacturing company. And of course, I didn't know what it was until I read that today in the newscast. But yeah, there's a lot of land out there, but that's massive.
Well, and how do they cool the air conditioning plant?
What kind of air conditioner system
exactly.
do they
Chicken
have?
Egg sort of thing.
It's kind of fun. All right, here we go. When did cars turn into your favorite place to eat? According to a survey, 63% of people say they eat in their car every single day.
63%?
That's what they say. Main thing that people eat is breakfast on their way to work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. But there's the famous bowl. What can be better?
True.
It's mashed potatoes, it's chicken nuggets, it's corn, it's gravy, it's cheese, it's in a bowl that you have to hold in one hand.
And a fork in the other.
It's a spork. It's a spork.
Oh, it comes. Excuse me. Obviously, you two are much more aware of the famous bowl utensil.
Well, no. KFC invented the spork before we ever had the famous
bowl. Ah,
gotcha. Because it was, you wanted to have their creamy
mashed potatoes.
And then save it for the wonderful parfait afterwards.
Right.
So you got the bowl in one hand, you've got the spoon in the other, you've got your cell phone leaned up against your shoulder.
Oh, absolutely.
You are the perfect driver on Texas Avenue or on the freeway.
And
I saw a girl
them.
With a fork the other day, and I was like, what is she eating? And I think it was chili cheese fries.
Perfect.
And they
perfect.
Were in the passenger seat. This was the best part. There was someone in the back seat. So she had chili cheese fries in the front seat that she was eating over her console with a fork.
Was she driving too?
Yes, and she was driving while someone else was in the back seat. Obviously, the chili cheese fries took precedence.
Yeah, priorities.
Just the best. That's right. I like you all right,
but hey, she wasn't breaking the law. She wasn't using her cell phone.
Good for her.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every couple experiences conflict, and to keep those challenges from weakening your marriage, I recommend you tear down the monuments you and your spouse have built and replace them with markers. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Monuments serve a vital function in every culture throughout the world. They're often built in the location where an important event took place. Their purpose is to keep alive the memory of significant chapters in the history of a nation or a community. But in a marriage, monuments can be destructive. Many couples build monuments of bitterness and resentment that memorialize the negative events in their marriage. Instead of forgiving, they continually lead their spouse back to that painful place and say, "See what you've done to me? See how you've hurt me?" These monuments keep a couple's wounds from healing and prevent the marriage from moving forward. What couples ought to do instead is build markers of forgiveness in their marriage. Markers don't ignore the truth of where your relationship has been, but they do help you realize how far you've come. The markers along your journey may show places where your marriage stumbled through a difficult season, but they also show you didn't give up, that you picked yourself up and kept moving forward. So which are you building, monuments or markers? The distinction is crucial because marriage is a journey, not a destination. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Dana Lash with NRA Carry Guard. I carry my firearm every day. I pray I'll never be forced to use it. But if I do, I know NRA Carry Guard will have my back. I can choose up to $1 million in insurance-backed protection, plus a special attorney referral network to give me the representation I need. Learn more and sign up today at NRACarry.com or call 1-866-NRA-1234 to become an NRA Carry Guard member today.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, in A&M Track and Field, the NCAA West preliminary rounds get underway today at Meyer Stadium, with the Aggs looking to advance through the rounds and qualify among the top 12 to secure a place in the NCAA Championships field. The Aggies currently have a pair of world leaders heading into the NCAA West meet, with Fred Curley in the 400 and 4x400 relay, and Ioannis Karezis, who is the collegiate leader in the javelin. Another Texas A&M world leader, Lyndon Victor, in the decathlon has already qualified for the NCAA Championship weekend. Texas A&M women rank second best among West entries in three events, with Jasmine Frey in the 800 meter and Audrey Malone in the javelin and the 4x400 relay. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M women's tennis team is number 16 in the final 2017 Oracle ITA Women's National Team Rankings, released yesterday by the Intercollegiate Tennis Association. Under the direction of second-year head coach Mark Weaver, the Aggies, who were number 21 in the preseason rankings released on January 4th, went 18-13 and advanced to the NCAA Championship Round of 16, where they fell to number 1 seed and eventual national champion, Florida. Meanwhile, seniors Ratuja Bozalay and Rachel Pearson both suffered first-round losses on the opening day of the NCAA Women's Tennis Singles Championships yesterday. In A&M men's tennis, junior Jordy Arcanada advanced to the 2017 NCAA Men's Tennis Singles Championship yesterday afternoon, defeating Philippe Vitek of San Diego, while junior Arthur Rinderknecht fell to Borno Gorgio of Wake Forest. Rinderknecht and A.J. Catanzariti will play at the NCAA Doubles Championship today against Charlie Emhart and Jeffrey Schorsch of Valparaiso. In college baseball, top-seeded Florida beat Auburn 5-4 in the SEC tournament. Florida jumped ahead 4-0, but Auburn responded with four runs in the top of the seventh inning to pull even. Florida went ahead for good when Christian Hicks walked with the bases loaded, scoring J.J. Schwartz. Meanwhile, the opening round of the Big 12 Conference Baseball Tournament got underway yesterday, and second-seeded Kansas beat second-seeded TCU 7-3. Oklahoma State cruised to a 3-0 victory over top-seeded Texas Tech in another first-round matchup. West Virginia scored seven runs in the bottom of the first inning to defeat Baylor 11-1 in another opener, and sixth-seeded Texas earned an 8-4 win over third-seeded Oklahoma off a pair of homers and three RBIs from Casey Clemens. In Major League Baseball...
And Jake drives this one out in the left center field. Racing over is Matuk. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros make things interesting in the bottom of the ninth, but come up short, losing to the Detroit Tigers by a final of 6-3.
Jose Iglesias finished a triple shy of the cycle. Ian Kinsler had two hits and scored twice, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Houston Astros last night to snap a three-game skid. The fourth and final game with the Tigers is tonight at 7:10 p.m. in Houston. Meanwhile, in Boston...
2-1 the count to Pedroia. The pitch from Dyson, a swing and a ball off the glove of Gallo as he dives. It bleeds into shallow left. Both runners are in to score, and now the Red Sox lead 6-3.
Dustin Pedroia waved home the tie-breaking run on a wild pitch, then singled in two more during Boston's 7-run seventh inning last night, and the Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 9-4 for their third straight victory. The third and final game of that series is today in Boston at 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And the NBA says Charlotte will host the 2019 All-Star Game 2 years after the city had been scheduled to handle the contest. The league moved this year's game to New Orleans from Charlotte because of North Carolina's initial law restricting the rights of LGBT people. That law has since been modified. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event this weekend at College Station Ford Lincoln. Like a new 2017 F-150 for 40% off. 40% off is back on F-150s at College Station Ford. Trade specialists are also on hand to make sure you get maximum value for your trade before summer. Plus, new Ford Super Duties and Ford Expeditions are 12 grand off. F-250s, 350s, and Expeditions are 12 grand off. Ford even has special first responder incentives this month, like $1,000 bonus cash on several Ford models. So let's recap. 12 grand off 2017 F-250s and 350s, 12 grand off Expeditions, or 40% off 2017 F-150s. You can even take advantage of 0% for 60 months on most of our new Fords in stock, or no payments until August. College Station Ford is open Memorial Day with huge savings on all trucks, all SUVs, and all cars. 40% off F-150s only at College Station Ford.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
About 3 minutes still, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, we played the audio this morning of Gianforte, the Republican who is running for Congress in Montana. The election is today. Today.
Polls open in like 3 minutes.
Tensions are very, very high. I like that commercial.
Well, you know, and again, And if you haven't heard the audio, it's out there. The reporter approached him. He's a newspaper reporter, asked him a question. And the guy said, the last guy who did this did the same thing. And he basically face plants him into a desk and, as the reporter said, broke his glasses. But again, it's today. Why would you do that?
You had less than 24 hours right. before polls open.
All three major newspapers apparently in Montana have now pulled their endorsement of him.
Yeah.
So, and now the Democrats want him to drop out of the race. I guess that's just to be sure. Figuring there might be people who would vote for him who hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, true.
Or ones who would vote for him because he did it.
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there might not be some internet up there.
That's right.
I don't know.
Well, so we'll see what happens.
The wilderness.
That's it. All right, so who do people want to be president? Ranker.com decided to ask. Number one is Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
For president. Okay. Number two is Ellen DeGeneres for president.
Okay.
Number three, Morgan Freeman.
Sure, he was God once.
Yes, God, and he sells credit cards and everything else, so that'd probably work.
And he's got that voice.
Then, number four is The Rock.
I was going to say, Brad's all over there sighing, and he's already said The Rock has got his vote.
Yeah, I know, You said
of the four you've presented, The Rock is the best choice. Right.
Well, and he's, written a book?
Sure.
He's expressed his opinions. Okay.
Ellen has her own daytime TV show. Everyone loves Ellen.
Everyone loves The Rock.
Yeah, do any of these people want to be president? They don't have any interest in this.
Well, The Rock does.
Yeah, okay. Then they got Jon Stewart. And then Clint Eastwood, who might have once.
Mm.
Chuck Norris. Hey.
There you go.
Number eight, Stephen Colbert. Number nine, Bill Nye, the Science Guy?
Yeah, because of his Netflix thing.
Oh, is that it? And then number 10 would be Robert Downey Jr.
Funny, a lot of these are very liberal people.
Interesting.
Well,
hello?
It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that 94 acres under one building.
Yeah.
Have a friend of mine that lives near there and was telling me about that place last year, and we got to talk about all the concrete and the loading docks. And I said, well, where do these people park? And he said, actually, he thinks they have a shuttle bus that takes them to other properties.
Problem solved. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. WTAW College Station.